This is a new team leader for a brand new event this year. And we're going to welcome in Julianne Darling to Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you, friend.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So we're going to let you do the honors of telling us all about this brand new event.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, we are hosting Glenn's Coffee Conversations for the first time. Like you just said, it's a brand new event. It's going to be tomorrow morning from 9 to 11 at Glen Cairn Gardens, where it all started. It's on the Edgemont Avenue side at the Veterans Wall. We are hoping to have an event really geared to our wiser generation, so those maybe 55 and older. I think Come See Me for a long time has toyed with the idea of having an event geared towards seniors, and the stars aligned this year, and we're doing it.
So this is going to take place, again, at the Veterans Wall at Glen Cairn Garden. It is free.
Yep.
It's free. Oh, you have to buy. Do you have to buy the coffee, or the coffee is free?
Nope. Everything. Oh. Everything this year is free. The inaugural event.
I love
you
it.
Know, one of the benefits of coming to the first one is that it is free, and we're gonna see how it goes.
So it's from 9 to 11, and you kind of drop in, right? Do you have a cup of coffee and connect with those in your community?
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna have some coffee, a couple little breakfast treats while supplies last. I'll plug that. But we've got Prater cinnamon rolls, a couple of treats from Eggs Up, and then coffee, tea, and just grab a bite, sit down, chat with hopefully new friends or maybe some old friends. And we're gonna have some live entertainment too. They've told me their name is the Kudzu Cowboys.
Oh,
they
yeah.
are
yeah.
a bluegrass trio that hopefully will I'm sure will do a great job, and the weather looks like it's gonna hold out. So truly stars aligning. I'm very thankful.
Now, Julianne, do they come and stay for the whole event? Is this kind of they pop in and out in and out, I guess we should say, with Glenn? What does that look like?
Yeah, just hop in and out. I mean, you're welcome to stay the whole time if you're enjoying it. But yeah, you can come and go as you please. There's going to be some seating. I do think if you want to stay the whole time and you want a guarantee of a chair, maybe bring your own. But we are going to have some seating, and you're welcome to stay as long as you want. I encourage people to get a photo op with Glenn.
Yeah.
We're going to have that set up as well. And so, it should be a good time.
It's great.
Well, as a lot of folks know by now, I am the vice chair for the Come See Me Festival, and Ashley is a board member. So we've heard about this event, to your point, for some time. And you're right. The Come See Me Festival, it is geared toward families.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of focuses on the children. Yep. But in the last 2 years, there has always been, what about other age brackets?
Yeah.
Where can they participate? And that one is an event just for them. So this has been discussed, and I'm glad that it finally has come together. They're not going to card you when you show up, but it is towards those 55 and up. So, but if you're a spry 30-year-old on your way to work, you know, swing by and take your grandmom or your granddad to the event and say
absolutely.
Hi. I don't think you're going to have to stand on the other side of the road while they're having fun.
Yeah.
But it is geared towards those kind of 55 and up. I just want to put that out there to everyone.
Absolutely.
And I do think it's a great way to pay homage to those folks because they were the ones who were in the family fun bracket when this festival started. Manning and I had the opportunity to sit down with Ed Thompson for Straight Talk on Tuesday. And he really was talking through like what it looked like. He was the festival chair in 1983. Yeah. And that's kind of the age bracket, that that helped really get this festival started and, made it a 10-day festival. And so I think it's just a great way to pay homage to them. And, we can learn a lot from that generation. He told us lots of stories that I had no clue about. It was like my Come See Me history lesson. So I think it's a great way to be able to sit down with them. And I think it would be great for people to show up and get to hear those stories. So kudos to you for organizing that.
Oh, thank you. I do have a friend who said her mom's coming mainly to talk about the history of Come See Me and her experience a couple of years ago, or, a decade or so ago.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So that's true. That's a good point.
So again, if you know someone 55 and up, 50 and up if you're on the fence, but 55 and up. I love that you called, what did you say you called
the
them?
The wiser generation.
Wiser generation.
I love that.
We sometimes call them young at heart, but I like the wiser generation. So if you fit that mold, if they can drive, great. If you need to bring them, totally fine. We've got so many retirement and assisted living communities here that are always looking for adventures and field trips. Hopefully they're getting the word about this. We know you have been in communication with all of them because you have reached out and we've helped as well.
Absolutely.
But put this on your radar and join everyone on Friday, April the 24th from 9 to 11 at the Veterans Wall there at Glen Cairn Garden for Glenn's Coffee Conversations. and you'll be part of history. Come see me history for sure. And then Julianne Darling is the team leader for this event. How did you get roped in to come see me? And that's not a bad thing, but how did how did this get on your radar?
Well, I'm fortunate to be from Rock Hill. Grew up going to Come See Me events. My dad accidentally stepped on a frog at the frog jump when I was eight. And so I've got to shout that out right now, because if he's listening, love embarrassing him. But Come See Me has always been, you know, an event close to my heart. And when I moved back to Rock Hill about 2 years ago, I texted some friends that are involved, one of them being Nate Mallard, who's fortunate to be a festival chair this year, and just said, I'd be happy to help if they need something. Not thinking it would be a full team lead, new event, plan something from scratch, but got a call, you know, last kind of towards the end of last year, asking if I really was interested. You know, said, let's do it. I love a challenge. So
that's exactly how it starts. You do not become a supporting actor. Yeah. You're the main actress for sure.
You're now a lifer.
We'll see about that.
Good. Well, what a fun event to get started here. It's called Glenn's Coffee Conversations, 9 to 11 out there at the Veterans Wall on 825 Edgemont. Veterans Wall is there at Glen Cairn Garden. And, of course, you'll see Julianne and so many other team members throughout the weekend as we wrap up the 2026 Come See Me Festival.
And I will just add in here that this would not be possible without the sponsor. I think that is why this came together this year. So Axe Park Point Village, just want to give them a shout out.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage here on WRHI FM 100.1 AM 1340, the official voice of the Come See Me Festival since 1962.